sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're talking about.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mom. What?
One cup. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What's up, internet? Welcome to the Chatter Bit. Well, Chatter BT, I don't want to call you that anymore. Yeah. Chatter Bit podcast.
Once again. Get it right, we've got to decide what's going on.
We've got to decide. Yeah. We're talking
what
about
are we?
Soon.
Guys, what are we?
Mate, I know what you are, like... but we can't say that on the podcast.
I'm Rain Man.
Jesse on the one, too.
Chatterboat.
And MGZ right over here.
You speak Asian?
Well, yeah.
Do you want to try that again with syllables?
Yotsitsu?
Schnitzel?
Yeah.
Schnitz, I guess. We had schnitz today, actually. Shout out to Schnitz.
It is the schnitz.
Yeah, you know, if you guys want to sling us some like free food or something at some point,
that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, we just gave you a shout out. Yeah, so that means you
get
to sling us some free wraps and shit.
No, but for reals, like if you haven't checked out Schnitz, I had it for the first time in Melbourne when I was down there on holidays a couple of years ago. And it was the greatest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
We've got to
there.
Be getting paid for this advertising.
Oh,
right
look,
now.
It's honestly, no, honestly, this thing is...
doing a commercial for us.
It's unbelievable. And I was like, we need this in Brisbane. And there was obviously nothing in Brisbane. We Googled it and everything while down there. It's like it completely just comes straight out of Victoria. And
out of Victoria.
Yeah. Well, mate, I tell you what. Yeah.
How do we come out of
Victoria? She produces a good schnitz.
Oh, she's got a good schnitz.
That is fun.
That's what you say when there's nothing else to say. Yes.
Well,
that is fun.
That is fun. That's it. Well, look at the time.
Well,
we better get out of here.
Well, that's it for our podcast this evening. Thank you for joining us.
Have a good time. Have a good time. It's been fun. I'm going to go to schnitz. But those chips, though, that's something. That's a next level.
We're back to
the
snitz.
No, like,
are you getting paid per minute?
I don't think you guys understand how much this thing is amazing to me. Like, this is
they are pretty amazing.
It's the schnitz.
It's a schnitz.
I think Jesse sold out.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sold out. I'll do this shit for free.
Free schnitzels,
man. You're
free schnitzels, obviously. Now, if I believe in something.
Fuck that, I want sponsorship. Give me money. Give me money, schnitz. God, no.
Yeah, so if any schnitz executives are listening to this conversation, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
My bank details are...
His credit card number is with
expiry date. Can you just give us your bank details?
And your credit card numbers. We're entering into a draw, and if the lucky one wins, you get a prize.
Okay. Here we go. You ready? You got a pen?
Am I the only one that does this? I memorize my credit card details.
Yeah, no. So
you do that as well?
I used to, but I just kept losing my cards, and then
yeah.
The amount of times I've replaced my cards.
Actually, I've replaced like 4 times since I've met you, and that was like less than 12 months ago.
How do you lose credit cards?
You know,
he loses his entire wallet.
What? Yeah. I would like die if I lost my wallet. It's like everything I need to live.
No,
now he's got to lose
Commonwealth's
his wallet.
Made it easier because you can do cardless cash out on the ATM. So it's great. It's my life.
Oh, you know, I only found out about this recently.
That's pretty crazy.
Actually, I did not know this was a thing.
I really wish Suncorp did it too.
What do you just put your pin in or something like that? Or?
Look, on the app?
No, you don't stick your dick into the ATM, Jesse. You're
he said pin, not peen. I think it's the accent.
The slot's not big enough, mate.
It's like a flat shape. you use the Commonwealth app, and then it's one of the features on it, and you go cardless cash. They send you a code and then an extra PIN number.
It's like a maximum of $50, though, isn't it?
No. Any amount, it's just maximum of like 4 or 5 times a day.
Oh, okay. Because Westpac...
Well, maybe $200, I think, is the max.
Okay. I remember Westpac used to have a limit of like $100.
Oh, Westpac does it.
Yeah, Westpac does it as well, but then I changed banks and
No, I'm with Heritage. Fuck you guys.
Well, I'm with QPCU, and they have zero features. They only just got Touch ID on their app.
It's QBank now.
Yeah, QBank. They had to rebrand before they got a Touch ID
on my app. I still get entered like a fucking password.
Yeah, that's a pretty pov.
Heritage, man. They keep it traditional. They keep it Heritage.
Yeah, yeah. And you trust your money with these people, and they can't update an app.
Don't they transfer cash by like horse and wagon?
Yeah, pretty much.
The money trains.
Yeah, exactly. It's only by Cobbs and Co. Yeah, by Cobbs and Co. because it needs to be Heritage listed.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh fuck!
It's not. We're being serious. I'm a NAB. NAB goes off.
NAB?
Yeah, NAB. NAB's good.
It's they
good
got bank. All the features, cardless and everything.
What does NAB stand for?
National Australia Bank.
Dude.
Are you getting paid for each advertisement as well? Or?
I fucking hope so. That's all we've done this podcast. I know. Just name drop companies.
I think I'm going to have to cut a lot of this out.
I really like Nike. Nike's great. Nike,
just do it.
I really like...
Did you say Nike or Nike?
Nike. I'm a Nike. I say Nike. Nike.
I say Nike.
What do you guys say?
I'm Nike. I'm Nike.
Nike. Yeah, Nike.
It's Nike.
Just reminded me of that video of the Reebok and the Nike.
That is so funny.
It's the rhythm of the Nike. It's
so good.
We may put the that reference video link in the comments below.
But don't you say Nike?
I say Nike. I've always said
I think
Nike.
It's an Aussie
then
thing.
Then again, I don't own
Nike.
It's Nike.
But then again, I say Adidas.
Adidas.
I don't go like expensive brand shoes. I just buy like cheap things because like...
So you say Nike, but you actually wear Dunlop.
Dunlop. No, it would be called Dunlop. I'm wearing Dunlop. I'm wearing... they don't even have names. These things. They're just
wearing... like cotton on or something.
Yeah. The $20 shoes.
Here we have Chris Charteris run the runway. He's just stylish new shoes.
No, literally, like I buy like expensive clothing except for shoes. Like literally, like from the ankles down, it's just.
Shoes are the most important part.
Absolutely, don't you know how important it is to like wear like proper shoes?
Yeah. Well, these are proper shoes. They do the job.
No, but I mean, like
the job is to cover my foot. It does its fucking job.
The proper soles and all that. Yeah, sort man. Of stuff, man.
Yeah. I've got sole.
You says the whitest person. Wow.
You wait till you just hear me drop a beat, man.
Yeah, go on.
Right, you ready? You ready? Now we'll move on to a segue.
Ribbit.
Yeah, just boots. Cats, boots.
Ribbit.
Oh, wow.
Ribbit. Boots, there's your segue.
Boots.
Ribbit.
Mate, you gotta do something about those toes in your fucking driveway, eh?
Yeah, speaking
fuck
of toes,
you never asked, Jesse.
No, seriously, speaking of boots, I had to clean my shoes on the way in because I stepped on one.
Hey,
a toad.
Hey.
A toad.
You stepped on a fucking toad.
I stepped on a fucking toad.
See, if I ever stepped on a toad, you would literally hear like a woman screaming.
Is that muffled screams from your room?
No, because I think like, I have a feeling that like, and like an inner scream would come out that just, I don't know, exists in me yet. And like, I just would lose all control because I have like a mad phobia.
I was going to say, you are scared of toads.
I am very, very much.
That's a legit thing.
Very, very much scared of. Well, no, okay. I wouldn't say scared of toads.
Oh,
how would you put it?
I just don't like them.
You're petrified of toads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, but like...
For those of you who can't see, he's now squirming on the couch.
We will now...
You'll notice I lifted my feet up off the ground. It's like, fuck, it could be inside. No, but it's like one of those things like when someone mentions like... You know, like I've mentioned spiders before and someone around me is like, got the shivers? I get that about toads. Like, right. If you talk about
toads. What is it about the toad? What is it about the toad?
Yeah, I think...
I actually don't know what it is about the toad. I think it's just an ugly, little, creepy, little like thing. It's just the way it jumps, the way it moves. But also, I think, like, my nan, as a kid, may have started this. Because, like, I remember as a kid, like, my nan telling me that, you know, they got poison in it. And, like, you know, if you provoke it, it could kill you.
Mm.
Which...
And you were three at the time.
Which isn't exact... No, but it's not exactly false. It's true. Like, if that shit gets... Like, if you swallow that shit, you will die.
Yeah, well,
if it gets in your eyes, you will go blind. If it gets in your bloodstream...
But what you say about lions? Like, if you provoke it, it doesn't do anything. But if you provoke toads, oh, they'll kill you.
No. Did your nan expect you to lick toads? Yeah.
Well, no. But
I
like,
can see this kid growing up.
People do that. Like people lick toads.
Yeah,
like,
but they're,
no,
they're
they do. But they don't. But they don't lick the poisons that come out. They just lick the toad itself.
No,
you know,
is that
the
real
toad
thing?
Is obviously
no, they
feeling.
Get that. Yeah, definitely.
I think no, but I think
that was a Family Guy thing.
No, they lick frogs.
Yeah,
and those frogs are like from the Amazon. They're high, really beautiful colors, and so expensive to get. Like I am broke.
Are you afraid of frogs?
No,
just toads.
No, just toads. Frogs, I can do. What?
You guys totally missed this joke.
You
totally
missed my joke. Never
mind. It's all good. No. We're just laughing about it over here.
I'll have to listen.
No,
to
okay. So you said like, you said you just don't like them, so you're not scared of them. Like, what would happen if there was a toad in this room?
Right? Oh, I'd fucking leg it.
So you're scared. That's like if someone
so you wouldn't call yourself scared.
If something I don't like is in the room, I'm just gonna be like, oh fuck, that thing's in the room. But like, if it's something I'm afraid of, I'm gonna bolt. Like Hussein.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
Well, that's like me when I see a toad.
We have a toad right here.
Here's one I prepared earlier. No, but it literally, like, it is coming into toad season now. So it's getting to the point where, like, I'm starting to, like, you know, like, this whole winter, I've been relaxed. It's been a good old time. I can, like, come home at night, you know, stand outside, look at the stars, that kind of shit. Well, that's getting over now. Give it another couple of weeks. Oh, no, I have a nice view from my house. I can see lots of stars.
That means someone stole your roof.
But the thing is,
you're laying in bed and you can see the stars. Someone stole your fucking house.
Or he's been licking toads.
Well, I felt a bit of a draft. No, but like in winter, I have to do that because that's the only time I'm going to get where I can literally stand outside at night and not live with the fear that I'm going to get attacked by toads any second. Because like when summertime comes, and you'll see in summertime, it's coming up. You will see a completely new side of me. Summer is it's a fucking scary time, man. I'll tell you that. Because no, everything changes about me in summer. Because like, okay, so like, for example, when I drive up to my house in summertime and it's night, I will park right alongside my house so I can get out of my car and just straight into the house without touching the floor. Like, there's like some steps beside my house,
floors
and I will park
floors
beside
floors
it,
level.
And I can like open my door, jump onto the steps, then go up. But no, here's the thing now too, is that toads, they're evolving.
They've got wings.
They're not Pokemon.
No. Every animal can evolve.
Yeah, like, over millennia.
It's called
not
evolution.
Over...
No, but that's the thing about toads, man, is that like, we underestimate the fuckers.
You've done a lot of research.
I have done a lot of research.
There's a wall in Chris's house with photos of toads, research articles, and bits of string running from one to the other.
Well, okay, so like for example, recently, like the Netflix, there's a Netflix documentary on toads, right? And I thought I would take it upon myself to watch this because, you know your enemy type deal. So like I'm sitting in my bed and like I get it up, I lit Netflix up on my laptop, right? And I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. Because I'm going to see lots of toads for this next hour. And the first kind of toad comes up full screen on my laptop. And I like freak out and like close my laptop down. Like, I can't do it. I can't have it that close to me. So then there's like a TV at the end of my bed. There's a huge TV. And I'm like, well, maybe if I get on the TV, that'll be better. Because it won't be as close to me. Yeah. So I get Netflix up on the TV and try and watch it. And it's still just as bad because it's big. But it's a little bit better. I can kind of deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting in bed, like all tense and shit, like watching this documentary, like from start to finish. It's like
it's a horror movie for you.
It was literally, I've never been so scared in my life. I've seen horror movies that scared the fuck out of me, like I can't sleep for days. That is nothing compared to this, right?
There needs to be like a toad nado for you.
A toad.
is amazing.
I would just commit suicide, man. I would straight up.
The hero of the film at the start just blows his brains out.
No, but like, nope. it got to the point where like, I'm watching the documentary, right? And like, I'm laying in my bed and I must have moved in my bed and my remote, which was beside me, rolled onto my arm. Holy shit. I hit the fan. You've never seen a motherfucker jump out of bed so fast. And so high, too. I swear to God, like I felt myself unscrew a bulb on the way out. I remember the remote control touching my hand before I knew it. I'm like in the hallway. I'm like, I need to call someone to go back into my room and check for me to see what's on my bed.
ill.
Okay.
No, that's that. But that's
hey,
the
Chris,
level.
Where'd you go?
Wow, that's not just a fear. That's a full blown phobia.
That's a phobia. Yeah,
an irrational fear.
No, it is, and people think it's like you know what I mean. Oh, it's just a thing. People are like, oh, well, you know. Oh, I'll fuck around with toads. I'll kick a toad in your direction. Motherfucker, you will die. I'm sending out a warning right now.
Okay, guys, like, let's cancel the plan.
I've never killed a motherfucker before, but like, hands down. So a couple of years ago, my brother, as kids, you know, you hit toads with golf clubs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. My brothers like to hit toads over into the neighbor's yard because I don't like having dead toad bodies in my yard. So I tell them to hit them somewhere else. And for them, that just means over the fence.
So you can't even handle dead toads in your yard.
Dead toads are better, but I don't want to...
I like how he's putting qualifiers on the time.
It's not like I want them to die. I just don't want them to be alive anymore. No, dead toads are better, but I don't want to come across an unsuspecting dead toad.
An unsuspecting dead toad. Wait, I don't want to toad doesn't know he's dead. He's just like...
He just wakes up and goes, holy fuck, I'm dead.
Hello? Oh my god.
I phrased that wrong.
I am suspecting.
I suspect that I died. I licked another toad. And I lay down to accept my fate. But yet I have arisen.
Oh, no, but like, I don't want to be like just walking out to my car one day and look down and there's a dead toad. You know, because then I'll freak out. Even just seeing the body, I'll think it's alive or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
They traditionally like lie on their backs when they're dead.
Yeah.
They could just be sunbaking. Oh, holy shit. Right. So speaking of toads on their back, right. I used to have my family, like we used to like foster kids. You know what I mean? For 5 years of my life, we had like foster kids, right? And we had this one foster kid. His name's Kelvin. Kelvin, if you're listening, I doubt you are, but fuck it, whatever. You're weird for doing this, Kelvin.
Oh, here we go.
Kelvin was a kid.
Oh, really? Right.
So this is like, I was like living in Harvey Bay at the time, and Kelvin was out playing in the garage. He had a whole bunch of like Lego, right? And he'd like set it, spread out like a whole box of Lego, spread it all out over the garage, right? And for some reason, me and my nan were there. I think my nan was babysitting him, and me and my nan were there in the garage, and Kelvin wasn't there. He'd gone outside to play with something else, but he'd left all his Lego spread out of the garage. So my nan called out to him, was like, Kelvin, come back here and clean up your Lego. And he was here, fine, from around the corner. And Kelvin comes around. And the reason he had left his Lego is because he had somehow sensed there was a toad outside. And he comes back in and he's had this little toad, like a little toad, not a big toad, but a little toad. And he's like tied its front legs together and then tied its front legs to its back legs. Like a pig on a stick kind of deal. And he just comes in holding this toad by this piece of string. So he's got the string tied around all its legs and then like on a piece of string. And he just comes in and he just like flops it on the table and then goes down to like clean up his Lego. And me and my nan are like standing there looking at the table, looking at this toad, which is still alive.
Holy crap.
This toad is just on its back with its legs in the air, tied up to a spit. We're like, what the fuck?
Is it moving?
Did we just see? Well, it's tied up. It can't do anything.
Was he kicking?
I think it was just in shock, right. To be honest with you. A kid tried to like tie... The kid's like 10 at this point. You know what I mean? And he's tied up a toad and just so casually walked in. Fine. Flops it on the table. And then just starts cleaning up his Lego. Like,
that's pretty creepy.
It mortified.
Okay, I would like to point out, though, it's creepy that this kid tied up a toad. Yet,
very creepy.
I'll accept that's creepy. Yet, we all brazed over the fact that you kill toads. So, essentially, we're okay with you and your brothers killing small animals
children. No. See, that's the thing. That's what I say. It's literally one of those cases, like, I don't want them to die. I don't want them to be alive anymore. I literally, if I see my brothers killing toads, I literally... A small part of me feels sorry because I don't like seeing animals die. I don't like seeing animals get hurt.
Okay, so
especially
with
golf clubs, I tell them, like, if you're going to kill it, make it fucking quick. I don't want to see a slow toad death. I don't like pouring salt on them. I know people like to do that and shit. Like, I don't condone that. If they're going to die, like, make it humane, make it quick, as far as I'm concerned.
So you're going
to golf club.
So Chris, we'll make
it humane. We'll beat the shit out of
I'm just thinking, Chris has got to start advocating for, you know, the lethal injection or the electric chair.
Yeah.
Or the gas chamber.
If there's those petitions, sign me up for a toad electric chair. But, like, no, I remember, like, last year, like, one of my brothers, like, hit a toad with a golf club and it, like, went onto our roof. And like, I didn't drink water for like a month. Because like we live on tank water, right? So like I didn't want it to rain, which by the way, it rained the next day. So I didn't want it to, I told my brother, I was like, you need to get up there, find the toad before it rains. And they went up there, couldn't find the toad, and it rained. And I was like, fuck's sake. So I refused to drink like the tank water for like a month. Because as far as I'm concerned, the rain was going to wash into the gutters, which is going to wash it into the tanks. And the tank is going to be sitting there. There's going to be a dead toad in the tanks. And that tank water is going to come straight into our tubs.
You're so paranoid.
Well, look, it gets to a point where you just have to think about these things. So I was really scared that I was going to die. Well, not die, but just be drinking toad water.
Yeah,
you know? I'm really scared. Sorry, continue.
No, you're right.
I was going to say, I'm really scared this year as well, because last year I was coming home one night and I don't like to hit toads in my car. A, because what I was just talking about. B, because my car's really small. And if I do hit one on the road, like, I feel it and I don't like the idea that there won't be a toad on my tire. So I tend not to hit them on the road if other cars go that for me.
Other people intend to, but it just happens.
Some people have.
Some people do. Some people do.
Yeah, may have. You do that before.
Okay, so Jesse's the psychopath in the
wet, especially where I live too. Like if it rains, like the road is just covered in.
I've been through that situation.
They come out to like lay eggs in the puddles on the road.
Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, for sure. They like the warmth that the road gives off because the friction on the tires. They like the warmth,
definitely,
on that because they're cold blooded. Obviously, you know what I mean.
And they lay like 300 eggs at a time or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we're helping like our fauna really at the end of the day.
Oh, they are a pest. Oh, absolutely, they're definitely a pest. Absolutely.
So you take out a mama toad carrying 300 eggs, like that's 301.
Definitely. Like,
just yeah, that's sorted. That's something done.
It is because. We, the lovely people of Australia, being the dickheads that we are, introduced them back in like the 50s because we had a problem with the cane beetle eating the cane, right? We're like, oh, we'll bring over this toad. It'll eat the cane beetle. And it fucking didn't.
Well, technically it did because when they tested it, it ate the beetles. When
they brought it over and the toad just like, oh, fuck this, I'm in Australia now. We're going to fucking holidays.
When they tested it, I think that they put the toad and the beetles next to each other in just like a small tank and just made sure that it ate it. You know, and it did. It actually really liked it. But over here, they didn't actually think, oh shit, the beetle's at the top of the cane stalk.
Well, no, that,
sugar
yeah.
cane, and the toad can't climb.
Yeah.
They can't even fucking jump.
Yeah. But that's what I mean by they're evolving. Like, you know what I mean? Because like now, I've seen toads run. No, I shit you not. I have been driving
them.
You've
seen Bolt shoes
right?
on.
Toads, here's what the thing. Toads, when I was a kid, toads used to just do this. They used to just jump. You know what I mean? They used to hop, sorry. Frogs jump, toads hop. Yeah. That was always the deal. That's where we had an advantage over them. You know what I mean? Because they couldn't jump onto things. They could just hop. You know what I mean? That's all they could do.
That's the only advantage
now,
humans have.
I've been like driving and I've seen a toad move its legs like not in sync with each other, like move the right one, then move, you know what I mean? Like a physical fucking run. Holy shit, I nearly swerved off the fucking road. I was like, that motherfucker just ran.
You know, they've always been able to like walk.
Yeah, that is a thing.
That's like,
but it ran.
Yeah, well,
it was
they can,
a
they
fast
can walk
bitch.
With pace. Like,
well, this was like a legit, like, I'm like a lizard. It was
like
a lizard.
Some super toad or something.
I think Chris was licking toads when he saw this.
But that's the thing, is that they you do get super toads. So going back to my story, like, so I'm coming home, right? This is last year. It had been raining. And I'm coming into my driveway. I've got a bit of a long driveway. And sitting in my driveway, right in front of my headlights, is this huge motherfucking toad. Like, one of the biggest toads I've seen in my yard, right? Now, I kind of stop in my driveway. And I'm like, I don't like to kill toads, but I made a decision in that moment that this toad cannot live. I cannot sleep tonight knowing this toad is walking the face of the earth, let alone in my fucking driveway. So I'm sitting there in my car, and usually even if I do try to hit a toad, which I don't, but if I do, usually like my tires are so small that like the chances of me hitting us, you know, very minimal. But I line this motherfucker up and I'm like, I'm not missing. I'm just going to gun it because he's not going to have a chance to get away, right? So I'm there and I just gun it and I gun it over the top of him, right? And I feel the bump. The toad is that big that I feel the fucking bump in my car. Granted, it's a small car. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Anyway, so I'm there and I feel the bump and I'm like, cool, he's dead. And just as I'm about to keep driving, I'm like, well, he was a big toad. Maybe I should make sure he's dead. So I reverse back. I reverse back and I can see into my headlights again, and it turns out I just ran over its back legs. Its back legs made a bump. That's how big this toad was. Its back legs made my car go pfft.
It sounds like you actually ran over a cat, but you were so scared out of your mind.
Just like a fearless cat.
But no, like, so the toad's sitting there, right? And, like, the toad's sitting up like nothing happened, except for the fact that its back legs are, like, flat across the ground. But the rest of it's sitting there like, what, that's all you got? Like, come on.
Well, it didn't pop out like a toothpaste?
Nope. Nope, that's what I mean. This is the big toad. This is a strong bitch.
He was just one of them suspecting dead toads. He's like, well, the back legs, I reckon I'm done. I can see the light now.
No, so I see it and I'm like, okay, well, A, I've put it in, you know, it's in harm. It's in pain. That's the best sentence I was looking for. You'll be talking about toads, man. My English isn't correct right now. I'm in a state of mind.
You're not even fucking making sentences right now.
No, so the toad's sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again. Now this time I feel a bigger bump. I'm like, okay, that definitely got it. Right, surely it has to be dead now. So I reversed back again to check. And I did. I did hit it that time. But again, this toad was just sitting there like, what? That's all you got? Like, nothing. No blood, no guts. Just its back legs flat. And it's just sitting there like, yep, cool. That was nothing. I felt a breeze. So I'm like, okay, nah, fuck it. Like, I got to do it again. And this time I just gunned it even faster. I'm like, fuck it. Went straight over it. I'm like, cool. Like, I could swear I heard like a pop or something. You know what I mean? I was like, cool. It is dead. It is long gone. I've ran over this toad 3 times now. There is no way it's alive. I drive up the rest of my driveway. I go in the house. I go to sleep. I sleep a nice, peaceful sleep knowing this toad is dead.
You now, psycho.
I wake up the next day. And the next day was bin day.
Yeah.
So I grab the bins, and as I'm grabbing the bins, I remember, oh, there's a toad from last night. And I'm like, okay, he's down the driveway, so I've got to remember. I like made a mental note in my head to stay clear, you know what I mean? Go down and check to see what it's like, but, you know, to stay clear so I don't walk over the top of it. And I'm walking down, and there's no toad. The toad is gone. But what I do see are, like, a trail? like a sweat patch? Like, leading into the bushes? Into the fucking garden?
So this like a blood toad, trail.
Sorry?
It was like a blood trail.
It wasn't even blood, though. It was, like, clear. Like I said, like, as if my running over it didn't even make it bleed. It just made it sweat.
That was a good workout.
It worked out a bit of sweat because it was doing some heavy lifting.
Some weight.
So the toad wasn't alive. I didn't kill it. Even though I ran over the cunt 3 times, the toad just crawled off into the bushes.
Wow. That toad's going to come back and kill you.
So that's my fear all year.
This legless toad.
All year I've been living with this thought that, fuck, somewhere in a hole in my yard is a toad just fucking stewing. A big motherfucker just stewing. Just wait, going, that just motherfucker hit me 3 times.
He's playing
just
an army.
Watching, yeah, just watching you every okay. night. That's getting it, his man. Forces together.
Just like talking to like, the rest of the toads and shit.
And it's like one day you're going to get home in the driveway and there's going to be this toad sitting in a army. Wheelchair. And just like point at you. And then you just you see like over the horizon like this silhouette of just running toads,
like a plague of toads
running. Just, though they just have to be running
like this, just like we're coming for you, Chris.
Running.
And as you go to reverse, you can't move because they've all lifted the car up, and they're just taking you down the back.
I can just imagine you're picturing this toad sitting in its hole sharpening a knife with your photo just in front of it with that, you know, 1,000-mile stare.
Oh, man. So I honestly am expecting it this year.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
Oh, he's coming.
Don't worry. It's
so
coming.
This is why you're moving to Sydney.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Pretty sure they have more toads down there.
I don't know. I don't think they have more. They've got toads.
They've got toads.
But they started in Queensland. They started in North Queensland.
Right. But I mean,
so literally, the further south we get, the less toads are probably going to be.
They have more cockroaches.
I was going to say, the cockroaches aren't going to protect you, though, because 10 out of the last 11 years, the cane toads are still beating them.
That is true.
So,
yeah. No, there was a point where, like, as a kid where I like literally like considered moving to Perth. because like at the time Western Australia had no toads.
Yes,
like
they were
toad free. Yeah. They had people protecting the borders, making sure no toad gets in, and then all of a sudden
just kicking
like,
it back.
Literally, man.
Just someone that just like back to Northern Territory. Yeah, come on, back yeah. to get back to South Australia, mate.
He's going, no, stay there. No, wait, no.
No, because like it's a
Greg
legit
Norman's
thing though.
Just
like
on the border, just like
whole bunch of golfers at the, on the border.
That's how they recruited them.
That's where Jason Day comes from. Like, that's where all the good Australian golfers come from.
All the like, Woods golf rangers.
Yeah.
Driving rangers are on the border.
No, but like they have legit teams over there to like, yeah.
legit teams to, yeah.
They have legit teams over there to like check that. So they have like long rods with like mirrors. Like a large selfie stick, essentially, with a mirror on the end of it. And, like, as you're going through the border, well, they used to anyway. And they would, like, check under your car. Like, because, you know, in case you're bringing in toads. In case the toads were, like, hanging onto a fucking axle or something.
Exactly. Like, they sound like they learned espionage.
That's like the koala in Simpsons in the helicopter.
It really is. Dude, that episode of The Simpsons, yeah. I swear to God, they based it off the cane toads. They used bullfrogs.
Yeah, bullfrogs.
Yeah, they totally did.
But it's infestation, man. It's a legit thing.
You're welcome.
So if any listeners are listening to this, please...
if any listeners are listening...
It's a bad chance. Let's be honest, guys.
Well, if any viewers are listening to this...
So to all our fans, both of you, please heed this advice.
Just...
Thanks, Kristen.
Hi, Brody.
And that's all our fans. Shout outs.
But yeah, if you help us out by, you know, getting rid of some toads, that'd be great.
Cool.
Definitely. Well, I think we're going to leave it there.
Yeah, leave everyone
with like these terrible toad like memories. Yeah. I don't know. Visions. Good luck sleeping tonight.
Oh man, it's already been ruined for me tonight. I'm pulling all lighter now.
I'm going to do that too, but something different.
What? Pull?
Pulling all lighter.
Right, yeah.
All night.
Pull it all night. Anyway.
You gotta jerk off, essentially, what you're saying.
Yes, that's exactly what
I'm saying. This is Jay Dingo signing out.
This is Rain Man.
This is Chatterbug.
I'm Jay-Z.
We'll talk to you guys on the next one.
See ya.
Peace. Ciao.